Blog Talk Radio.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Wa Jumu'ah Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Obviously, these are different times, so we are adapting today as per. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أنزل من السماء ماء فصلت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبد ربي ومما يعقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو مدع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق وباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جوفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال صدق الله العظيم. This, an expression of this verse is, He sends down from the sky rain, and valleys flow according to their capacity, and the torrent carries away the rising foam, and from that ore, which they heat in the fire, desiring adornments and utensils, is a foam like it. Thus does Allah represent the example of truth and falsehood. As for the foam, it vanishes, being cast off. But as for that which benefits the people, it remains in the earth. Thus does Allah present examples. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. A hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is actually in the form of a dua. It says, O Allah, I seek refuge in Thee from the trial of hellfire and from the torment of hellfire and from the trial of the grave and torment of the grave and from the evil of the trial of the affluence and from the evil of the trial of poverty. And I seek refuge in You from the evil of turmoil, the turmoil of the Dajjal. O Allah, wash away my sins with snow and hail and water. Purify my heart from the sins as is purified the white garment from the dirt. And keep away from me my sins the distance as the distance between the east and the west. O Allah, I seek refuge in You from laziness, from senility, and from sin, and from debt. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of the earlier reading, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Alhamdulillah, today we're going to continue what we began last week, an Islamic perspective on the current crisis. An Islamic perspective on the current crisis. looking back at the, and it basically is going to be a conversation between us. And when I say conversation, a communication. Obviously, when I'm sitting down, I'm a little less formal than I am when I'm standing up. So. Conversationally, in terms of our communicating this to you, we'll just walk through it as per usual. The this first verse, or the verse that we cited, it is actually talking about what happens to the rain. The rain comes down, waters flow from it, and we know that it all ultimately winds up out in the ocean. And then we have the waves from the ocean that come, and at the end of those waves are froth and foam. And that foam is not a part of the permanent ocean. It's not a part of the remaining body of water. It's a part of what's cast off. And the analogy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives also is that so it is with the ore, O-R-E. Ore is precious metal mixed up with its impurities. You have the precious metal, but then, you know, so like gold, for example, or silver, but it's mixed in with what is not precious metal. Well, there's a process that it has to be submitted to in order for the purity, the pure precious metal, to be separated from the impurities that are naturally a part of it when it's in the earth. And God says, as it is with the foam that is not a part of the solid body of the ocean, so also is the case of the dross, or the impurities that come from this process. And the process is actually rooted in the same base stem that we get fitna from, fatan, fitna. It is a purification process. So we know about fitna ourselves as human beings, and especially as Muslims. And this purification process is a process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries out, not only in the skies and the water and the rain, and not only with the ore, not only those two sources, but it is also how it is with human beings and with the ideas that are true and the ideas that are false and the people that are true and the people that are false. And Allah uses the same process to separate and distinguish those people from true from false, true people from false people, and vice versa. And one of the key takeaways, or a simple message that I want to mention from this, is also don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. The foam gets carried away. The impurities, after being separated from the purities, it gets carried away. Well, then in these moments and in these times, don't get carried away. Because if you get carried away, it's a sign that you're not a part of the useful. You're not a part of the utility. You're not a part of the true. You're not a part of what remains for the benefit of humanity. You got carried away. And in getting carried away, you're no longer useful. Also, in the what brought my attention to the hadith and choosing to use that in this context, particularly it's the part, and this dua for some is a dua that's used in the wudu. When you make the wudu, you could also make dua at the same time. Making that wudu, you're making this dua as well. And I wanted to just speak particularly to the part that says, "Oh Allah, wash away my sins with snow and hail and water." Right? And I don't know the original order of the Arabic that is given in, but despite the order that we have this expression or translation in, we do see graduations of processes for purification in each one of these: water, snow, and hail. Water is softer. Snow, you can take snow, yeah, an individual snowflake, that's going to be soft. But when people have snowball fights, it's because you can't have water ball, not without the balloons. You can't have water ball fights. That is, you can't take a handful of water and just throw it at somebody and have that same kind of water fight as you would with a balloon. It needs a container. So water is softer than snow, because you can take that snow, put it together, make a ball out of it, and it's harder than the water. But then also there's hail. Hail, and I know that there's with the language itself, especially with English being the constructed language that it is, hail also means hell. It means hell. If you ever get caught in a hail storm, then you will know that this is hell. So water and snow and hail. So it alludes to the ways by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies us. He purifies us with water. He purifies us with snow, and he purifies us with hail in that sense. Because whatever we experience in this life, even if we want to go just to the end and say well, it's hell, it's like even the hell that we may experience is also, for the believer, it's a way of purifying them. But it's a hard way of purifying. MashaAllah, inshaAllah, we don't need to be purified the hard way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes does purify even the believer the hard way. Well, I see this as a time where we're being purified, but we're being purified. This is really, I say it's soft. I say it's soft. This is not a hard purification. Now I know, mashallah, alhamdulillah, so obviously then I have to speak for myself in relationship to my personal experiences. Now, for some people, this is hell. For some people, there's no doubt that it is hell. But let me go ahead and read this other hadith, which is central to everything that we're saying. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his. And this is not the case with anyone else except the case of a believer. For if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks God, he has shukr. Thus, that is good for him. And if he gets into trouble, whether it be water or snow or hail, when he gets into trouble and shows resignation, he endures it patiently, that's good for him. But this is only the case for the believer. So this is a situation. So it's, even as I say, believing that this is easy, for some, yeah, it's harder. But as with the hadith that we used last week when we began this topic, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when everybody is covered, when situations are well, when everything is okay, then everybody looks like a believer. But when the difficulties come, when the situation changes, when the challenges come in, that's when you see people revert to type. That is, that's when you see people going to what they really are. If the person is a believer, when the difficulty comes, when the trial comes, they revert to their iman. That is, they take refuge in their iman. When the individual is a hypocrite, then their hypocrisy is going to be revealed. When the person is a rejecter, then their rejection is going to be revealed. All out of the situation that is designed for purification by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the intention or the motivation or who is the mind, the heart, the spirit, schemers or whatever behind whatever is happening, it really doesn't matter, because nothing will happen except as Allah wills, except as Allah permits. And for the believer, it is always good, but it's only for the believer. So I'm saying, under these circumstances, I can say now, just categorically, and Allah knows what's in my heart, and I pray that what's in my heart is good. And if the way I feel is any indication of it, then alhamdulillah, I thank Allah for it. Even with going back to the hadith that we mentioned last week, we point out where the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way that you know whether Allah is pleased or displeased with you is looking at how you are responding to your trial. If you're being tried and you are expressing whatever, anxiety, fear, doubt, displeasure, discouragement, disappointment, or what have you, if you are expressing that, it doesn't mean that you're not going to feel bad or feel the difficulty or feel a sense of unease. Well, that's the nature of it. That's the nature of of the trial. That's the nature of it. It wouldn't be a trial if there wasn't some difficulty in it. However, perhaps inshallah you bring Abraham to mind, where when the unbeliever said, put him in the fire, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the fire, be cool and peace for Abraham. So Abraham can be in the same situation, and the Abrahamic heart, mind, soul, spirit can be in the same situation that others would be in, but for the Abrahamic heart, mind, soul, spirit, it is bardan wa salama. It's cool and it's peace. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I pray that that is the case for all of you. I can pray for it. It is what Allah has allowed it to be, but I can pray for it. In fact, I think it's a genuine act. Pray for that for all of us. So inshallah, that when we are pleased in the trial, meaning you don't have to like it, you don't invite it. If it could pass, then alhamdulillah, you'd be glad to see it pass. But since it's here and since you're in it, then alhamdulillah, then be pleased for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be at peace for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Embrace your faith in the situation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can be in that state, then inshallah, it's a sign that you are a believer. It's a sign that you are a believer. But if it's opposite for you, if you're feeling displeasure, disquiet, discouragement, doubt, disappointment, woe is me. And I know the situation happens different for different people. Your job, your business, something that you were working on and was just about to deliver, and now we got this situation, and now the thing that you felt right there in your reach and now is gone for all appearances. Okay. Didn't Allah tell you that there are going to be times and situations like that? Didn't? And you read the Quran, you read the stories in the Quran, and you have to find yourself and find your situation in those stories and know how, A, you are behaving, or B, how you should be behaving in order to get the best possible result out of the situation. This is one of the beauties of the time right now. One of the beauties of the time right now, there are those who weren't consulting the Quran, who weren't studying the Quran, who weren't researching the Quran, who weren't familiar with the Quran as a basis for how to act under otherwise undetermined situations. What do I do now? And if you're not familiar with the Quran, then in certain ways, you don't even know where to start. But if you're familiar with the Quran, then the idea is that, oh, yeah, this is like that story over there. Oh, and this is like that story over there. And this is like when this son said, and same way with the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, yes, Prophet Muhammad, he was in situation X and he was in situation Y. Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm not that guy, that well-trained person that I know exactly where to go. I know how to recite them. I know how to cite them, et cetera. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is no boast. My name is Fahim. My name is Fahim. Fahim means one who understands. So I can't always necessarily give you word for word, quote for quote, Arabic, so and so. But I do understand. I do understand. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that understanding. So I'm saying, I say that as in line with the prophet's saying, when he described all the good things that were happening to him in relationship to all the other prophets, and he would always punctuate every time he spoke about a good thing, he said, and this is no boast. So, mashallah, I am conscious, but I'm telling you, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his grace on me, and I pray for that same grace on you so that your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul can have you at peace. It doesn't matter what's going on, how long is going to be going on, or what. Mashallah, Allah will not change. Well, let's go with that one. Allah will not change the grace he bestows upon the people until they change it themselves, what is in their own soul. So in this situation, if you need the change that you hear me suggesting to you because you're not as peaceful as you would like to be, and you're more anxious than you would like to be, and you're more uncertain than you want to be, well, then that's a suggestion that you need to change. You need to change in your own heart, change in your own spirit, change in your own mind, your attitude about it, and take the attitude of a believer. And you say, MashaAllah, and you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And you know, and that's not only when people die, that's when you face situations that are very threatening. Let's just put it that way. When you do Inna lillahi, Inna ilayhi raji'un, oh, I'm not feeling as peaceful as I should. I'm not feeling as calm as I would like to. I'm feeling more anxious. I'm feeling more nervous. I'm feeling more upset. I'm feeling more afraid than I want to. Well, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take that out of your heart, to replace that spirit of fear and doubt, anxiety and worry, what have you, replace it with a sense of power, a sense of strength, a sense of peace, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of certainty. MashaAllah, do that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer your dua, inshaAllah. So, yes. So from that, I say this is water, but then this also lets us know that snow and hail could come. It says the water is like the beginning, but inshaAllah, if everything is gained and benefited, and to Allah's satisfaction, you don't need the snow and you don't need the hail. But the purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending on us right now is soft like water. It's definitely, mashallah, it's definitely a purification. Oh, let me see. It seems like we're still on. Lucky said that we were disconnected. So, hopefully, inshallah, Al Haji. Okay, it says Blog Talk Host on my end, so hopefully it's okay. If not, train left the station a little while ago. Inshallah. Okay. So, all right. So yes. So I'm saying this the crisis at this moment. It's water. I am really holding back. You know, now I'm just going to pace myself and won't get into it today, but maybe I might start touching on it tomorrow to think about some of the human hands that are involved. I believe, inshallah, what the circumstance dictates, but for next week, we'll probably begin to talk about the death side of it in terms of the death. Okay, alhamdulillah, shukran. Thank you for that note that we are on Block Talk. Okay, great. So, inshallah, I maybe talk about the death side of it. And I'll mention it, and I'll cut myself off. Don't say any more about it. But tomorrow, I may, on the Blog Talk, on the Saturday morning broadcast, I don't know, I may take a look at the perspective of, the human hand. What about the human hand that may be in this? We only know. What about the human hand that may be in it? And what about maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh, you going to do that? Okay, watch what I do. I see that part of this thing too. Oh, it's like that. This is God talking to the ones who thought they had all the power. And Allah said, let me show you something. You know, oh, man, it's just so much. Okay, inshallah, next week. Let me just as an example. And they weren't even in my notes. Alhamdulillah, this is why I thank Allah so much, because stuff always comes. But let's go. So you remember Solomon? He had all his power, right? He had his power, and he had the jinn under his control, and then the jinn worked for him even after he died. Even after he died, the story tells that Suleiman, and then after he died, and then when his body tipped over. The jinn realized they had been working, he'd been dead. But Solomon was so powerful over the jinn that they didn't even know he was dead. But that was the power of Solomon, right? But what was it? It was a little worm that ate up the bottom of Suleiman's staff. And then he fell over, right? So what is it saying? Just that little bitty thing can take away your power. And then what does it say? It said, even if, Allah in the Quran, he said, even if a whole council of you sat together and a fly came to take a morsel off your table, you can't get it back. That's a fly, right? So you think you're so powerful. You think that you have all command over all things and over the people. And Allah said, I'm going to send you something that you're going to have to think twice about that. But that's not today, inshallah. We'll say more. Alhamdulillah. So I think this is soft. And let me stick with that footnote and keep moving. You remember what Pharaoh did, and after Pharaoh did what he did, and then, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent plagues on Pharaoh. Why? Because pressing the people, he had transgressed all bounds. Now, you have to think about that. So much. Now, the other side of this is another verse that I reference you to. 2:249. That's chapter Surat al-Baqarah. And an expression or a translation of it is 249 and 250. It says, when Saul, it says Talud is a translation, but it's used as translated as Saul. When Saul set forth, I was with Elohim and Shaytan Rajim. When Saul set forth with the armies, he said, Allah will test you at the stream. Remember, we just talked about how the fitna, which is also a trial, is a trial of water. And it's another one where you're going to be tried by water. Also, it says, if you drink of its water, he goes not with my army. That is, if you drink it, you can't go with me. Only those who taste not of it go with me. A mere sip out of the hand is excused. But they all drank of it, except a few. When they crossed the river, he and the faithful ones with him, they said, this day we cannot cope with Goliath and his forces. But those who were convinced that they must meet Allah said, how often by Allah's will has a small force vanquished a big one? Allah is with those who steadfastly persevere. When they advanced to meet Goliath and his forces, they prayed, our Lord, pour out on us constancy and make our feet firm, make our steps firm, and help us against those that reject faith. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So much. Well, let's just say a little bit. First, the water. We already said that the water is a trial. The water is a fitna. But the trial is a fitna, and the fitna is a purification. This is a purification. This society is being purified in this process, literally, figuratively, spiritually, physically. Has the world ever been cleaner than it is today? That's today. I'm talking about today. Has the world ever been cleaner than it is today? Doesn't mean that everywhere you go in the world, it is clean in the way that we talk about clean. We've got battery issue here. Okay. What's cleaner? Theaters are cleaner. Not only the fact that nobody's there, but even those that are not there, you can rest assured that the owners of those theaters are having those, while they're temporarily closed, they're having them cleaned in a way that they've never been cleaned before. Theaters are cleaner. Restaurants are cleaner. Bathrooms are cleaner. Coliseums are cleaner. Stadiums are cleaner. Colleges are cleaner. Schools are cleaner. Hospitals are cleaner, if that's possible. Hospitals are cleaner. Has the world ever been cleaner than it is today. They plan, and Allah has already planned, and Allah is the best planner. So Allah is purifying the planet. He's purifying the planet with this, but this is a soft purification. Aren't you glad it's not fire and brimstone that's being used to purify the, you know, the stones of baked clay and all that, earthquakes and all that? That's a way of God purifying too. MashaAllah. So the water, the situation that we're in is a purification process. The purification process. People, let's not forget people. People are cleaner today than they've ever been. Huh? If people wash your hand for 20 seconds. I mean, really, just washing your hands, right? So it's like you're cleaner than ever. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's better. And you know you act different when you're clean. So the world's behavior has been cleaned up. People are more sociable, even though, yes, the social distancing. But the point is people are more socially conscious. You're more conscious of society today. And you're more conscious of impurities in society today, right? That old Staple Singer song where it says, respect yourself. You curse around women, folks, you don't even know their name. Something like that. And then he said, whatever. People talk about it, say you want to start a revolution or something. And he said, well, put your hand on your mouth when you cough. That'll help the solution. So that was a revolutionary song, what they said. But right now, that's what the CDC tell you to do. Put your hand on your mouth when you cough. Yeah, I'm not sorry, but I'm going to say it. You know, I asked last week, I said, well, where's Ben Carson? Where's Ben Carson and all this? I'm just going to say it, y'all. This is an unorthodox day. But so they finally brought him out and put him in front of a microphone. And then he coughed and then put his hand all over the microphone. And he did one other thing that I did. I lost my English ability. He did one other thing that was totally outside of the rules. Now, you're being invited here to represent the new and proper way, and you're supposed to be a doctor. You're making every mistake on the public forum that you're telling everybody else not to make. So you remember, Rudy Gobert, that's what he did. Oh, yeah, he coughed. He touched the mic, he wiped, touched his face, etc. All of that. And that's Dr. Ben Carson for you. So, mashallah. Okay. Well, you know there's politics involved in this anyway. So, let's move on, Fahim. All right, to finish this portion, brother and sister, you know, what they call, people are now what's called sheltered in place. Sheltered in place, right? What's the initials for shelter in place? The initials for shelter in place is SIP, the SIP. So to shelter in place is not to get carried away. And that's we go back to the original statement. It's like, don't get carried away. If you get carried away, well, then you're lost in the process. You become, by that, you become a part of the impurity that the design is to get rid of. And I pray that that's not the case. But in order to make sure, in order to seek to assure yourself that you're not a part of the cast off from the fitna process, don't get carried away. If you're sheltered in place, alhamdulillah, that's a sip. That's the right thing to do. But now if you start feeling all these other things, you start buying into all this other news because this river, This river, when you look at Nahar, I don't have the Arabic there, but that's what it is, Nahar. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, it says rivers beneath which, gardens beneath which rivers flow. I've just said Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. I mean, they flow beneath, the streams that flow beneath. That's what I said. So that's Nahar, that stream that's there is also. But also in modern Arabic, it also means column of newsprint. Column of newsprint. That's what it means. In modern parlance, columns of newsprint. All right. So you take a sip. That's a sip. So you can take some of the news, some of the information, some of what you're being told. You can take a sip, but don't get carried away. Please, you have got to know by now that the media is only going to tell you what suits the interest of their owners. There's a beautiful song by John Mayer, I believe his name is John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. You know, and inside that song, one of the lyrics says, when you own the information, you can bend it all you want. When you own the information, you can bend it all you want. So you just gotta understand that we live behind the electronic curtain, and it is in the interest of the ones who own the information to keep you in a state where you are docile, where you are turning left and right and waking up and going to sleep when they want you to. Listen, we are sheltered in place. I am sheltered in place, etc., following that rule, because we're told in Al-Islam, obey Allah and obey those charged with authority amongst you. Not just Muslims. It's like, if they're the authority, then you have to respect the authority. That's Islam, period. That was how it was in the Nation of Islam. So, I mean, if we were ever not going to do what, quote-unquote, white people tell us to do, that was the time. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he gave us ID cards such that you carry it around with you. And the point is, if you got busted doing some kind of wrong, that card tells you, that card tells the authorities to look at this card. Say, look, if you find the bearer of this committing a crime, take the card and punish such bearer. That's what Elijah Muhammad told the devil to do to the followers in the FOI if we were wrong. So if we were ever going to disobey white people, that would have been the time, just on the strength of, right? No. We obey the authority unless they call us to do something that is against our religion. And this being sheltered in place is not against our religion. In fact, there's more to be said even about that. رَبَّنَا لَا تَزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ وَلَا لَنَا رَحْمَةً دِيَّةً now after you've guided us around. Grant us a mercy from your own presence, and surely the grant of God is without measure. Ameen, Allahumma, Ameen. Alhamdulillah. So, sheltered in place, sip out of the hand is fine, but don't drink all of it. I'm tempted to say don't drink the Kool-Aid, but just don't buy everything that the media tell. What I say is you are responsible. Alaykum anfusikum. Everyone is responsible for their own self. I'm not responsible for you. You're responsible for yourself. But if you listen to me, then I respect that listening. I respect that. But I do want to say, and I say it constantly, I'm going to say it now. It's like, okay, this is where I am. If I'm not expressing an opinion, this is where I am. You got to do what's right for you and your family. And always obey the law as it's given, as long as it doesn't compel you to do something against your religion. Now, that being said, it's like the media only gives you the scary side of the possibilities. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know who is going to strike. California is like 70% of the people in California could be infected. I mean, this is enough to make the boy from the hood just cuss. You know, he's like, come on, man. You know, tell me some of the other statistics. I didn't bring them all with me now, but those of you with us on Facebook, you go on my page. One of the latest things that I just put out, man, it's like, man, these numbers, these facts and these figures about what's really going on, this information from Italy. Italy shut down the whole country, and they've done research on those who have been subject to and exposed to whatever's happened, and it does a whole country. It doesn't sound nothing like what they are threatening us with. And I just did some simple numbers a couple of days ago when they said that I already told you now, you're responsible for your life, right? I'm just telling you. This is, okay, well, what's on his head? It makes him say that. Okay, I'm going to tell you. This is what's on my head. Okay, so the idea is that, you know, there were so many cases in California. Then let's call it 1, 2, let's make it 3 days ago. It was in this past week. And so the cases of I don't even remember the name of the thing. The coronavirus cases have increased by five times, right? See, part of it, I'm not gonna try to explain it away, but I want you to understand. Okay, well, how can that be the case? See, the way that the news tells it to you is like, it's here, it's gonna get you. No, you just started testing. That's one thing. You just started testing more, and so now, oh, it went up. Why? Because you started testing. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they weren't there, and yes, there could potentially be more. No question about that, but we also don't know, well, what does that actually mean? And I know the media wants to make us think you get it, you die. And the piece that I posted up, it said, you know, it points out, it says, no. You don't necessarily. 99% of the people who do get it don't die. You got to put it in the context of whether it's a pandemic. So if it's a pandemic, then it means you got to count everybody in the world. You got to count all the cases in the world. But let's just stick with California. That's where we are. All right. So it was 567 cases or something like that at the time of this calculation. So you can go back and think about what day it was I'm talking about. If you're following that close, but 567. I think that the number is it's something like 30 million people in California, right? So that means 567 cases out of 30 million people in California. You do that math, 0.0000, that's 4 0s, 1 4. I don't even know how to mathematically say that number. It's like, I know there's tens, then there's hundreds, then there's thousands, then there's billions. So the one doesn't show up to the next slot, right? It's like, okay, the first zero, that's 0 point. The first zero after the point, that's tenths. Second zero, that's hundreds. Third zero, thousands. Fourth zero, million. Okay, so the number one sits in the slot where it's billions. So it's like one billionth of the population. It's funny, kind of calculating, you know, the amount of the whole that have been tested positive for corona is 1 billionth. Then the news coming out that it may be some crazy number is given to somebody about how many cases are likely to happen in California. Oh, 70%. I think that was the last number. I think that they said something like 70% of Californians may be infected, or maybe meaning ultimately it's going to come. Meaning that it's going to come. So it's like when somebody tells you that. Especially a group of people that have something in their history that makes them say, well, if anybody had bad luck, it's going to be me. So it's like, more than likely, I'm going to be one of them 70% or what have you. It's like, man, come on. The idea is, and we're going to tell inshallah next week, we deal with the death side of it. I'm not making light of it. It's not my intention to make light of it at all. because people have already died of it, and likely others will. Take that back. Yes, there are others that have died of it, but also a part of the article that I posted up was to say, well, point is that most people, you haven't been told if there were any pre-existing or any underlying health conditions that were a part of and affected and or exacerbated the condition of the one who died. We don't have the full report about who they were, but one of the numbers that I remember from the article itself was that 90, 95 and above percent, I might be wrong in that second number, so let's just say 90 and I know I'm safe. 90% of the ones who have died, God rest their soul, God give them peace, et cetera, they were 79 and older. They were 79 and older. And there were cases where they had respiratory conditions prior to diabetes, heart conditions. That is others. That's the others who died. Not just talking about the percentage who before, but the others who died, they had pre-existing conditions. So nobody's telling you, well, was it corona or was it the exacerbation of it by and because under. Also, what's been said, and remember, you're obligated. You have to. Your life is your responsibility. The other side of it is that among those who died is also those who have been given antiviral treatments for what was received by the doctors at these early stages of the condition as being a viral condition. So they use the treatment of antiviral material. Well, you're using this before you even know what it is you're dealing with. Isn't it true that we don't know what it is and how it is and how it does what it does, and we don't know how it reacts to this, that, or the other? So you try that, and some of the people have died from your quote-unquote treatment that was effectively made in the dark, absent the kind of research that didn't start until after this pandemic actually started. You have to think about that. And let me give you a word. I think I'm remembering this word correctly. Iatrogenic. It's a Greek word. I'm working out. Iatrogenic. So it's probably IOA or IATROgenic. Iatrogenic. If I have the right word, which I believe I do have the right word, it means deaths that are caused by the doctor. Deaths that are caused by the doctor. That is mistaken prescriptions, mistaken remedies that itself results in the death of the patient. Okay? So listen. A sip out of the hand is okay. So you hear some news, you see some news, you take it to heart, alhamdulillah, that's fine. Don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. Because if you get carried away, that was a part of Shaitan's interest in you. Pray God for guidance. Pray God for aid. Pray God for assistance. Pray God for direction. Pray God for protection. Alhamdulillah, pray God not to be deluded by imams or doctors or politicians or whoever. Pray God, protect me. That's what you should be looking for. Protect me, guide me, help me, enlighten me. And we pray that for all. And inshallah, may Allah grant that to us. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, let not our hearts deviate now if you have guided us right, and grant us immersion from your own presence, truly the grant of bondage without measure. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah. Well, I will make the salat here, and I have someone who can make the iqama. And we will make our salat, and I'll turn my Facebook piece so that you can You can see if you like, but of course you'll be praying. But we'll do it anyway. Barakim Asulah.
لا إله إلا الله
سيدنا محمد رسول الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودأك ربك وما قالا وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولا سوف يعطيك ربك فتردى ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا ولك الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا ولك
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة
الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين تقبل الله الحمد لله السلام عليكم all. God's peace be on you. Be safe. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger and obey those charged with authority amongst you. Salaam alaikum. Sounds like blood talk.